Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back. Today, I want to dive into a super tactical topic that you can start implementing right now to level up your social media game. Trust me, you don't want to miss this one. But before we get started, show some love. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button and share this podcast with your friends, your family, your peers, your coworkers. Let's grow this amazing community together. All right, let's get into it. So today, I'm talking about the art and science of creating killer content that resonates with your audience, skyrockets your brand to the next level. Now, I know what you're thinking. Content, Scott, really? But hold on, because I'm about to blow your mind with some tips and tricks that will change the way you think about content creation forever. So grab a notepad and get ready to learn. First things first, let's talk about why creating valuable content is so essential in today's business landscape. I mean, think about it. We live in a world where attention is the most valuable currency. If you want to win in business, you've got to be able to capture your audience's attention and hold on to it. And guess what? Content is the key to doing that. But here's the thing. It's not just about creating content for content's sake. That's a waste of time. No, you need to be creating content that brings real value to your audience. And that means understanding their needs, their wants, and their pain points. And then creating content that addresses those things head on. Are you with me so far? Good. All right. Let's dive into some practical tips for creating killer content. Tip number one. Know your audience. I can't stress this enough, guys. If you don't understand who you're speaking to, how can you possibly create content that resonates with them? So get to know your audience, dive into the analytics, survey the customers, learn as much as you can about who they are and what makes them tick. Now let's break down some specific tools and strategies that you can use to better understand your audience so that you can start doing this. Google Analytics, must-have tool for any entrepreneur. Google Analytics gives you insight into your website visitors, their demos, interests, and behaviors. Pay special attention to metrics like bounce rate, average session rate, pages per session. This will help you gauge, how engaged your audience is with your content and also who that audience is. Social media analytics. Look at the stuff that Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter give you. They give you built-in tools. This gives you valuable information about your audience. Look for patterns in terms of engagement, post reach, demographics. This data can help you tailor your content to better suit your followers. Customer surveys, audience surveys. Don't be afraid to ask your customers directly their thoughts and opinions. Use tools like SurveyMonkey, Google Forms, Typeform to create and distribute surveys. Ask questions about their preferences, pain points, and the type of content they actually want to see from you. Remember, the more specific your questions, the more valuable the insights you're going to get. Online communities. Join relevant Facebook groups, LinkedIn groups, online forums where your target audience hangs out. Observe the discussions and take note of the questions people are asking and the problems they're trying to solve for. This can give you a ton of great content ideas tailored to your audience's needs. And then lastly, persona development. So based on the data you collect from these various sources, create detailed buyer personas representing your target audience. Give them names, backgrounds, and specific challenges they face. Use these personas to guide your content creation, ensuring that it resonates with your audience on a deeper level. Let's take a couple examples just to sort of paint a picture. Let's say you run an e-commerce store selling eco-friendly products. After analyzing your Google Analytics and social media, you notice that your audience is primarily female, aged 25 to 34, and has a strong interest in sustainability. You also find that they engage the most with posts about eco-friendly lifestyle tips. You take that information, you create content that specifically caters to their interests, such as blog post series on zero waste living or an Instagram reel featuring eco-friendly beauty hacks. Second example, you own a software company that offers project management tools for small businesses. With customer surveys and online community discussions wherever your audience hangs out, you discover that your audience struggles with time management and productivity. To address these pain points, you could create a series of video tutorials demonstrating how your software can help them streamline their workflow and save time. Or you could offer a downloadable guide on productivity hacks that incorporate your tool. Remember, the more you know about your audience, the better equipped you'll be to create content that truly resonates with them. So invest the time and effort into understanding who they are and watch your content game level up. Tip number two, be authentic. People can smell fake from a mile away. If you want your content to resonate, you've got to be true to who you are and what your brand stands for. Don't be afraid to show your personality and share your opinions, and people will appreciate it. To help you be more authentic, here's some examples of how you can actually do this. So tell your story, share your personal journey and experience with your audience. This can be an emotional connection. It can create an emotional connection, and it can build trust. Use platforms like Medium or LinkedIn, publish blog posts that delve into your background, your motivations, and the challenges you've overcome. Second tip, share your thought process. Give your audience a behind-the-scenes look at how you make decisions or come up with ideas. This can help humanize your brand and demonstrate your expertise. You can use Instagram stories, Facebook Live, YouTube videos, document your day-to-day activities, share your insights. Third thing, be transparent. Don't shy away from discussing the challenges and setbacks you faced in your business. People appreciate honesty and it can help build credibility. Create content that highlights lessons learned from your experiences and how you've grown as an entrepreneur. Engage your audience. Respond to comments on your social media. It's called social media. Engage, interact. Blogs, interact. YouTube videos, interact with the audience. Show the audience you care about their thoughts and you're willing to engage in meaningful conversation, even if it doesn't align with your view. This humanizes you and it also encourages engagement, which is awesome. This is a key metric that social media channels actually look for in terms of boosting your post organically. Showcase the company culture. Give your audience an inside look what it's like to work at your company. So you share photos, videos, stories that highlight what your team members are doing and their personalities. This can help create a deeper connection between your brand and your audience. Let's look at some examples. Gary Vee. Prime example of authenticity in action. He shares his opinions, experiences, insights with his audience, often through raw and unfiltered content. Whether it's through his daily V vlog series or his candid social media posts, Gary's authenticity has played a significant role in building his personal brand and getting a huge loyal following. Another example, Pat Flynn from Smart Passive Income. Pat is well known for his very transparent approach to content creation. He shares his monthly income reports. He details his successes and his failures. He offers tons of valuable insights into the strategies that he has used to grow his online business. By removing the veil, by removing the smoke, you be authentic, you be vulnerable. Pat has earned the trust of his audience and has definitely established himself as a credible expert in his niche. So be authentic in your content creation. This means staying true to your values, showcasing your real personality, being transparent about your experiences. The more genuine you are, the more your audience will resonate with your message and trust your brand. Tip number three, focus on storytelling. Facts and figures are great, but they don't hold a candle to a compelling story. When you're creating content, think about how you can weave your message into a narrative that will captivate your audience and make them want to keep coming back for more. Here's some tips. Use a hero's journey. This storytelling structure, popularized by Joseph Campbell, can be a powerful way to present your content. Structure your narrative around a hero, your customer, who faces a problem, meets a mentor, your brand, overcomes a challenge, and eventually achieves their goal. This creates an emotional arc that keeps your audience engaged and rooting for the hero. Start with a hook. A strong opening is essential to capture your audience's attention. It could be an intriguing question. It could be a bold statement. It could be a surprising fact. Make sure the content starts with something that grabs their interest and makes them want to keep reading or watching. Use visuals. Visual storytelling can be a powerful tool for engaging. Use images, videos, infographics, whatever it is, carousels to illustrate your story and make your content more immersive. Canva, Adobe Spark, PictoChart, Photoshop, whatever it is. All these can help you create really great eye-catching visuals that enhance your narrative and are pretty damn easy to use. Leverage customer stories. Share real-life stories from your customers that demonstrate how your product or service has transformed their lives. It not only adds credibility to your message, but it creates an emotional connection with your audience. You can share these stories with blog posts, case studies, or video. And then employ metaphors and analogies. So use relatable comparisons to help your audience better understand complex concepts or ideas. This can make your content more memorable and help drive home your main points. A few examples of companies that do this very well. Nike has mastered the art of storytelling. In all their marketing campaigns, you see their ads featuring inspiring stories from athletes overcoming adversity with the focus on an emotional journey rather than the product itself. This approach creates an emotional connection with the audience, making Nike's message more memorable and impactful. Airbnb is another great example. Their storytelling focuses on the unique experiences of their customers and what their customers can actually experience while using their platform. So they share stories of hosts and guests connecting, memorable adventures travelers have had thanks to Airbnb. This helps create a sense of community and shows the value of their service in an incredibly compelling way. So focusing on storytelling can make your content more engaging, relatable, and memorable. By weaving your message into a narrative, you can captivate your audience's attention and create an emotional connection that keeps them coming back for more. So embrace the power of storytelling in your content and watch the audience engagement take off. And the last tip is to experiment with different formats. So don't get stuck in a rut with your content. Mix it up. Try video, try blog posts, try social media, try podcasts, try whatever it takes to keep your audience engaged and interested. You never know what's going to resonate until you try. And here's some tips or examples of how to actually mix up different formats or all the formats that you really should be trying out. So videos. Videos can be highly engaging. Use platforms like YouTube or Vimeo if you don't care about organic reach. Or you could also actually live stream on Facebook or Instagram. And then you can use, you know, Premiere, Final Cut Pro, or free alternatives like iMovie or DaVinci Resolve to help you edit your videos. Blog posts, written content is still very powerful. It helps you SEO your site and also connect with your audience in a different medium than image or video. So WordPress, Medium, LinkedIn, publish blog posts on a variety of topics related to your industry. Don't forget to use some images and visuals to break up the text, keep readers engaged. And it's always great to be a great writer. It's always a valuable skill to have. Social media, of course, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, TikTok. And then use tools like Buffer or Hootsuite or Later to schedule your posts and track your engagement metrics. Podcasts, you're listening to one right now. Podcasts are an awesome format, perfect for sharing in-depth information, hosting interviews. You can use platforms like Anchor or Libsyn or Podbean or Megaphone or Red Circle to host your podcast. Edit the audio using Audacity or Adobe Audition. Infographics, so this is visualizing complex information or data. You can use Canva, Pictochart, Vengage to create custom infographics that can be shared on the website, social media, or even in an email. And then webinars. Webinars are definitely not dead. You educate your audience via webinars. Showcase your expertise or demo your products. You can use Zoom, WebEx, GoToWebinar. Make it easy to set up and host webinars. These are all very simple softwares. And then, of course, you're promoting your webinar in advance, and you're following up with attendees afterwards. Two examples of companies that do this, Neil Patel, and Neil Patel is a person, but he's also a company. He creates content in tons of different formats, blog posts, video, podcasts, infographics. He experiments with all these different formats, and he's able to reach a massive audience. And then he has, he's basically perfected all the different types of content. Because day one, you're going to try all these different types of formats and it's going to be a vanilla version of every type of format, but you will only get good at every single format if you try. So after iterating on a blog post or a video or a podcast or a social post 1,000 times, then all of a sudden you will have the best blogs and the best videos and the best podcasts and the best graphics, but you got to try. And also, I mean, Gary Vee is a good example of this too, but also TED shows a whole bunch of different speakers sharing their ideas in short, engaging presentations. And the format for TED is actually expanded from in-person events to videos, podcasts, and even TEDx events around the world. So multi-format approach This has allowed TED to reach a massive global audience, way larger than the immediate audience that would be sitting in an in-person event in an auditorium. Remember, experimenting with different types of content can help you reach a broader audience, cater to a different learning style, and keep your audience engaged. Don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone and try something new. You might just discover a format that resonates with your audience better, takes your content strategy to the next level, and also is a type of content format that you enjoy creating more. You can never assume where your audience wants to receive the information that you're putting out. So you eventually will have to try everything, and to not try something, honestly, stupid. So I know that it's a lot day one, and day one, you're going to start on one medium that you're comfortable with, that you know very well. But over time, I want you to try and expand. So that's pretty much it. These are the four pillars of creating killer content: understanding your audience, being authentic, storytelling, and experimenting with different formulas. If you can do these things consistently, I guarantee you'll see massive growth in your business. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.